Hello.
Hi, good morning. May I speak to Catherine Schmidt, please?
This is her.
Hi, Catherine. My name is Ricardo. I'm calling you from Arizona Opinion Surveys. This is not a sales call. I'm just conducting a voluntary opinion survey and would like to ask you a couple of questions about issues that are facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random. Yeah, you may stop participation at any time. Can you please help me out with a couple of minutes?
I mean, I can give you like two questions, but I'm about to jump in the shower right now.
Okay. All right. Are you speaking? Let me see. All right. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Now, will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you will probably not vote at all?
No, I'll probably vote. I'll definitely vote.
Okay. And in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Biden.
Biden, okay. And just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask you your race, please?
White.
Okay. And what is your age back in, ma'am?
20 to 30.
Okay. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I would say I'm in the middle. I see both sides.
So you say you're moderate or?
Oh, yeah, I would say that.
Okay. And thinking about the direction in the country that it's headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in the country's headed?
Probably dissatisfied.
Okay. Dissatisfied or very dissatisfied?
Dissatisfied.
Okay. All right, and now I'm going to go read a list of different issues and concerns some people say that they want the President and the Congress focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. Use a 10 if it's the most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and a 0 if it is important at all. Making college more affordable.
Oh, very important. I went a 5.
A 5, okay. And what about banning tobacco products for adults?
Sorry, say that one again.
Banning tobacco products for adults.
Oh, I would say definitely ban them. I'm not really a big user, so I see only I would say ban them, honestly.
Okay, so how do you rate it on a scale from 10? How important of an issue it is for you to focus on that? Is it a 0?
It's not like a 6.
Okay. All right. And protecting voting rights and democracy.
Protecting voting rights, yeah, that's pretty important. I would say 10.
Okay. And what about lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs?
Yeah, probably an 8.
Okay. And improving kindergarten through 12th grade education?
Oh, 10.
Okay. And do you approve or you disapprove of the way that Joe Biden is doing his job as president?
I think right now I would disapprove.
Okay. Somewhat disapprove or you will strongly disapprove?
I would say somewhat.
Okay. And I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. 50 means that you do not feel particularly near warm nor cold. The Food and Drug Administration, or FDA?
I think they could do better. They're probably at like a 20.
Republicans in Congress?
Oh, I'd give them a 60.
And last one is Joe Biden.
I'd give him a 60.
60 as well, okay, thank you. And I want to read you a list of priorities that you think that the Food and Drug Administration or the FDA should be focused on for each.
I think I'm going to stop here because I need to get in the shower.
okay, man. So, I mean, we're almost done. We're like halfway through already. But, I mean, if you could help me out.
If I stop, stuff to do today, and it depends on me getting in a shower and starting my day.
Okay. Ms. Schmidt, thank you very much, then. You have a blessing.
Okay, thank you.